Unit 13, the turkey. 1. Can you imagine a turkey instead of an eagle on a dollar bill, at the top of a flagpole, and on the presidential seal? That's exactly what the popular early American statesman Benjamin Franklin had in mind when he declared that the turkey should be made the symbol of the USA. That may seem absurd today when all we see are supermarket turkeys that end up roasted on our Thanksgiving dinner tables. But the wild turkey of Ben Franklin's day was a truly American bird that played a big part in the history of the New World. 2. Wild turkeys once inhabited territory all across North America. Before North America was settled, the Native Americans hunted turkeys for food. They also used their feathers for warm winter clothing and their bones to make tools and weapons. When the European settlers arrived, turkeys became their main source of food. 3. People think turkeys are very dumb because they don't know enough to come in out of the rain. As a matter of fact, they've been known to hold their mouths open during rainstorms and drown. But that's only true of the domesticated turkey. The wild turkey is one of nature's most cunning creatures. It is a powerful and intelligent bird with beautiful, multicolored brown feathers that shine in the sunlight. Turkeys can stand 4 feet tall. The males, also called toms or gobblers, average over 16 pounds. The females, or hens, are over 9 pounds. The wild turkey is slim compared with the meaty, domesticated bird, and its neck and legs are longer. Only when toms are courting do they look like the fat turkey that children draw at Thanksgiving. When they spread their tail feathers and puff up the feathers on their bodies, they look like fat, round birds rather than slim, streamlined ones. 4. Wild turkeys are very wary, especially mothers with chicks. They are rarely seen by humans. They hide in the bushes where their natural coloring makes them just about invisible. Unlike the domesticated turkey, the wild bird is a powerful flyer. When it is frightened, the wild turkey spreads its 5 to 6 foot wings and flies away at up to 50 miles per hour. Even on the ground, the bird is speedy and can run as fast as 25 miles per hour. 5. These traits may have saved wild turkeys from their natural enemies, but they were no match for the European colonists who hunted them nearly to extinction. In the early 1900s, people realized that something had to be done to save the wild bird. Therefore, laws were put into effect to limit hunting, and preserves were created. Today, there are over 1 million wild turkeys living in 42 states. 6. Meanwhile, a domesticated variety has been bred by turkey farmers over the years. The result is a tame bird that is very different from its wild cousin, although no less important. The domesticated turkey could never live in the wild because it has lost its ability to survive in nature. It can only live in cages. The mostly white bird cannot fly because it's too heavy and is so tame that it goes immediately to humans. Like its wild cousin, however, it serves the very important purpose of feeding Americans, who consume almost 600 million pounds of turkey on Thanksgiving Day alone. And since nutritionists have proved that the turkey is very healthy, it has become as common on the modern daily table as it was for the first settlers.